The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the station of decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
That's fine. No, since he came back last night, I mean, it's kind of works.
Hang on. According to Tristan, hello, Tristan. Johnny, you're muted.
Yeah, I'm not hearing Johnny.
No, they can hear us.
No, I can hear everybody else but you.
It's the opposite of John Cena. You can't hear me.
I wish I couldn't hear you, but that shagged music keeps playing.
Sorry. There we go.
Yeah.
I think. Yep.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. Irish
accent on Giz.
See, it's just a
what panic. You can still hear me. My accent is perfectly fine and luscious.
Does have a point. Maybe.
She's missing out on hearing both of those luscious Irish accents.
It's also, just thinking about it, it's also funny how, like, as soon as Nikki Bella was, or Brie Bella was like, oh, I'm not marrying John Cena, like 2 seconds later, she was pregnant.
Yeah,
I think.
That's what I'm, seems like I'm saying. It's like the marriage that's exclusively because of John Cena.
Yeah.
Her and John broke up 6 or 7 months later. John was going out with the fucking Swedish bird, and then Brie Bella had a new dude and had a bun in the oven within 6 months after that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was with a chick one time. Apparently, she was knocked up within 2 months of breaking up with me. Maybe less. Hmm. I'd be worried if I gave a shit.
Yeah, so now the reality show that whole wedding check is out.
Welcome to the show, people. Hey, Tristan. Welcome to.
We're going to be talking about mostly nothing.
Bollocks and Russell Crowe.
We just talked. Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I got
to talk. Oh, wait. He's doing a movie about where he's an exorcism.
You know, if it had dawned on me earlier, we should have just researched the backstory for that movie because it's all based on true events.
I did realize that until I was reading it.
The Pope's exorcist is calling for to basically explain himself. He does, and over the course of things, also reveals the fact that only about 2% of all cases are what he would consider actual possession. Most of the time, 98% of the time, he's just referring people to doctors and psychiatrists. And this is something that's kind of said by another priest to validate the fact that he is, like, he's not just going out there going, possessed by demons. He's legitimately looking into it. And I think there's a case whereby
the whole movie's the truthful side of the movie is based on the fact that the character that Russell Crowe plays, that's who the movie's based on. He's legit a real priest and is essentially the Vatican's exorcist.
I was going to say, so after all this is explained,
I didn't think we were going to go into this movie right now.
I just wanted to say Russell Crowe.
I'm doing the intro, letting people know what was coming up.
Sorry, I've been running the trailer for the last 2 or 3 weeks
We've been doing the show for the last 3 or 4 years. Customarily, we give people a rundown of what's coming up, and then we get into it.
I thought you did when you said that.
Nope, I said we're not going to be talking about a lot of stuff on the show today, and then I went into it, and the first thing I mentioned was the priest.
I mentioned Russell Crowe for this. Sorry.
So it's Carter's fault.
It is. Totally my bad. I just wanted to say because I haven't said it in a long time.
Marvel, they've decided that it's confusing in the comic book universe because now we do movies as well as comic books. And we do comic books based on movies, but those movies aren't movies that we made. They're movies that somebody else made that we decided to make a comic book of, unlike the movies that we did make that are based on the comic books that we made that we then made movies of and also made TV shows. So they decided, they're like, okay, any comics we have that are under 20th Century Fox, they're going to go under a banner. call it 20th Century Fox, and they're like, oh, we don't need to, and Marvel were like, we fucking do.
That sounds logical.
That was basically as per usual, well, Funko, a movie came out, and 4 days later, Funko have a Funko Pop coming out in relation to it. So, Cocaine Bear, if you wanted.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm going to have some other Funko news to talk about during that story. It sounds like all your Funko Pops are worth nothing now.
They were never worth anything.
No. Some of these motherfuckers had like a price tag on them, dude. I've got a friend that tracks that shit. He has a couple.
Some of it's just weird that now Buzz is talking about that none of them are worth anything. I always knew they were worth nothing.
They, just nice. They said like
3D printers.
They said that they're sending like 130 million of them to like a landfill now. So to over like production of them.
That I'm sure that's certain.
Such step ones.
I'm really sorry for that.
I would think it's that would certain reduce ones, the rarity of the ones that are already rare.
Unless they make a mistake and do it to all the rare ones. Wait.
Yes, Tristan. Cocaine Bear, yeah. The Funko Pop. That is what.
Tristan also wants to know how we're all doing.
Giz is grumpy. I'm tired and grumpy. Carter is sick, from what I can understand. And Buzz is.
No. Just having a sneeze.
Okay.
But then sneeze.
I'm good. Had a delicious chicken sandwich for dinner tonight. Chicken
sandwich for dinner. Yeah. Giz is nearly asleep in his chair.
Cool.
No, I'm awake again.
Okay.
Okay.
Second wind.
And then also it's in Killer Elvis cartoon. Oh,
yeah. It's an anime. So.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of anime, I've unleashed my child into the world of Crunchyroll, and I am regretting it.
Oh, dude, that's an addiction right there.
So many bloody noses.
Oh.
So many bloody noses?
Just put on Cyber City.
From anime.
From AD Police or, some old school cyberpunk stuff. Start them right out.
She's been binge watching Demon Slayer, so.
That might have been a mistake.
She's got good taste.
Well,
yeah, Demon Slayer is good.
Wait, hang on. Which cave?
Never mind.
Right. Okay. Never mind.
My youngest is starting Naruto.
I Dragon never got Ball into that
one. Z.
Anime of choice. Naruto's right now.
Okay.
I got him his first. Or no, he bought it with his at the used bookstore over the weekend. He bought like the first two from him. So.
Fair enough. At least he's really,
I also bought a nice set of comic books. You guys will be happy about that too. We went to some other used like resale shop and did like a 10 pack of comics for like $8. And he got like Batman Black and White issue 1 that was like $7.99 by itself. And I was like, oh, good score. Yeah. There's a few other ones. A couple of Teenage Ninja Turtles comics were in there, a couple of Marvel. G.I. Joe, Transformers, Beast Wars. It's a nice little bundle. Sorry.
Dude, I still remember the first G.I. Joe fucking Transformers crossover I saw. Told Bumblebee getting blown up on the fucking cover.
Yeah, Hasbro was really big on doing that with the comics because like they've had like My Little Pony, like Transformers crossovers and
a bunch
of their products.
I even saw the Injustice He-Man crossover. That was fucking weird.
That was part of kind of like a multiverse storyline involving He-Man that eventually led to Masters of the Multiverse, where at one point Skeletor was the good guy.
It was just weird, though. Like, I mean, like, I did crossovers because what is it? I'm getting ready to read Hack and Slash crossover with Crow.
Evil Dead? Oh, with Crow.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I'm also.
Yeah, go on.
I was just saying, I'm also reading the current Evil Dead and, what is it? The Reanimator. So that's kind of a fun read.
Yes, I spotted that actually.
Right. First news bit up.
First news bit.
Because it's. I hate these because it's not. I hate these Funko Pop news bits because they're never news.
No.
It's just like
Yeah, not really. It just was like it was toy kind of related yeah, in a way.
I so normally like, stand up for Funko Pop, Cocaine but Bear. I'm not trying to sound bad. Funko Pop can go fuck themselves with this Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, it seems simple, yeah. Don't it? Like, not their usual...
It seems like I, if it wasn't for the fact that I was aware there was a movie called Cocaine Bear, and even at that,
right.
If it wasn't made aware of the fact that this is the bear from Cocaine Bear on the box from Funko, I would just say it's an angry-looking bear.
Right, like there's no like white powder, yeah. Gel, like on its face or something. Like I don't know.
It could be more vicious though. Yeah. You know what? It's got blood in its face. It's got somebody's leg in its hand. The viciousness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The viciousness is there. What I think it's lacking is cocaine.
Yeah, go full bore. Don't go half ass. Yeah.
For a toy that's yeah basically the 80s movie executive with every movie from the 80s.
Okay, next thing he was going to do is go vote for Ronald Reagan.
We've got we got boobies. We have some awesome synth music. Do you have any cocaine in it? No, but I'm sure we can get some guy doing cocaine in the background somewhere. Perfect. And then we have an excuse to print some fucking money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Basically, it's... Yeah. That's my main issue with this Funko Pop, is that the title of the toy has two things in it, and I've only got one half of that title.
The funny thing is, like, it. So, reading the article, it says it's the usual PG-13 Funko Pop line is getting a little bit bolder. They announced a new collectible that will feature Cocaine Bear, the buzziest movie of 2023 so far. Also,
also, that's a lie. That was Megan.
That's true. Did fucking Cocaine Bear do the little Megan dance? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the bear did kind of do a little dance, and it was cute as shit, but, you know, like...
Just to clarify, Cocaine Bear is great. I don't have a problem with Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear, the movie. Do you know why? Because it said Cocaine Bear in the title, and I had a bear on cocaine in the movie.
And it produced both things.
It had both things.
Yep.
Because I've seen a vicious bear before.
That motherfucker
and you
was
were
Al
able
Capone,
to kind of very much tell that it's like, this is like a vicious bear if it was on cocaine. You know?
Yeah.
This is just a vicious...
Well, the biggest reason why I picked it is because we were doing that film this week, and I was like, oh, that would be kind of a little fun tie-in to the episode on Thursday, and then I didn't read the story.
The problem is, even the big black eyes, even if, like, the bear had white eyes with tiny little pinhole black pupils, I'd be like, okay, that fucking bear's on cocaine.
Yeah. And I get it.
Like, if anything, I'd say that bear's on an E.
Like, I get that they don't normally do, like, weird expressions with the eyes, but I think the whole, like, white, the pupil...
I think a load of white powder around its mouth and then the blood coming through and out of the white powder would have been...
Because really, you just made a Funko Pop of a bear being a bear. It eats...
Yeah, that's essentially what my problem is.
It's
bear. Just called bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Lunchtime bear, maybe, because he's eating.
Nom.
That'd be...
No, are there two models for this, or is it a...
Yes, there are two different ones, because there is one where he's got the duffel bag and he's eating the brick of cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't now that...
Powder, you just
yet
see
again,
the...
Yet again, I feel some white powder coming out. I suppose there's probably a marketing issue with selling something that's visibly on cocaine these days. Unlike the 80s, where it was mandatory for you to even get it to market, that it was on cocaine.
No, yeah. The person trying to put it to market had to be on
no,
cocaine.
No, I think if you go back through most 80s movies, it was pretty much guaranteed that there was going to be some cocaine in it as well.
I could get extra 10% off. That's cool. But yeah, so... where did it go? Go up there. So, yeah, it's probably no surprise to anyone with the internet connection that Cocaine Bear is receiving some solid reviews. The action comedy horror opus has already earned $2 million in preview sales at the box office.
Holy shit.
Funko is usually not one to push the envelope when it comes to their figurines. They get bloody, yes, but their most frightening releases may have been Pennywise from It holding George's severed arm. This is from Funko. It says, for Cocaine Bear, they are doing a bloody limb bit. But they are also adding another variant in which the bear is eating one of the bales of cocaine.
It's called a brick.
the bales. Exactly.
It's called a brick.
Is he eating a bale of hay?
Called a brick. Funko. I normally stand up free, but now the bear doesn't have visible cocaine coming out of its face, and it's kind of a shitty toy.
You're getting your terminology wrong.
And you've got your vernacular wrong. Yes, completely.
Well, actually, technically, this is bloody disgusting saying this. This is really from Funko saying bales of cocaine.
So, are you we don't sure? know. It's there's a certain air of we received a press release from Funko Pop, and I have stuck my name on top of it and wrote an intro.
This also could be a true statement. I'm just putting it out
no
there.
No offense.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm defending people for
it's just
Funko.
Like I can sniff a press release that's been rewritten from a mile away.
Yeah. this is pretty courageous for Funko, but that only makes the demand higher and the profits bigger. For collectors, this might be the grail of the year. Fuck that. No, it's not.
I mean, like, I dig it.
Because it's eating a package?
About grail of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
not trying to sound bad. Right. No, actually, you know what? I am trying to sound bad. I'm doing that thing where people say they're not trying to sound bad when they're about to sound bad. So I'm just going to ignore that whole thing. I am trying to sound bad. I wish I wasn't trying to sound bad, but I am trying to sound bad. You need to put some white powder on his fucking face. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Even with the brick in his mouth, you could put a stamp on the corner of that brick and it could be a fucking Christmas present.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I don't get why there can't be even some foam with some white powdery residue.
Yeah.
Semi off topic, I'm drunk and just discovered there's a Funko Pop of Myron the Postman from Jingle All the Way. My heart is content now.
I did not know that.
There's pretty much a Funko Pop for everything.
Yeah, Sinbad will put his name on anything that makes money.
I realize that there's a Funko Pop for everything, but I've always seen it as like the main, like, so like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can't remember the superhero toy that he was chasing down. I assumed that was
Turbo
Funko.
Man.
Turbo Man.
Thank you. I just wouldn't expect there to be like the Postman. Like, that's freaking awesome.
He's the main character.
He's literally the bad guy from the movie.
Yeah. And he was going to blow up a freaking radio station with this package.
Yeah, he tried to kill kids.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking of the guy that Sinbad played.
Yeah, that's the Postman who dresses up as Turbo Man's arch villain at the end of the movie and they have a big superhero fight because the superhero suit.
They went to the radio station because they said that they had a Turbo Man doll there. They both got there and he's like, no, this is a certificate to maybe get one. And all the police came. He's like, I got a package. It's got a bomb in it. And then he didn't think it actually had a bomb in it. And then they open it up and it actually was a bomb. And then it blows up and he's walking out. He's like, there's some sick people around here. He runs off and...
Oh, yes, you got that right. Put the cookie down now.
I can't remember him being the bad guy.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the stream.
Put the cookie down.
Get down again.
It's not a tumor. That's a different movie, but still, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now you can put them all into the one movie. It's fine. I don't mind. It's not a tumor. Yeah. I'm sick of these fucking kids. That was Kindergarten Cop. Just for anyone who didn't.
So
it's all about the Schwarzenegger roar. That's where you get your real Arnold Schwarzeneggerness.
So if you want to pre-order your Funko Pops, it looks like it's going to be coming out around June time.
Fuck them.
Fresh off of the hype of the movie, because it would be out and everybody will forget about it.
Just to clarify, movie really good. We'll get more into that on Thursday. Yeah. Funko Pop, I'm not...
Yes.
If you have a lust for bears and you don't have a bear Funko Pop, this might be a good way to handle it.
Yeah.
You know,
like the one eating the brick is at least cute. Like I'm really upset at the first one with the whole bloody limb.
I think Funko Pop have just proven that none of them have ever taken narcotics before, which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
It's got a cool 80s style backpack.
It should be white eyes with a tiny little, just teeny little black dots in the middle of it.
But yeah, if you want to go to Funko's website, the leg holding the severed leg variant is going for $11, and the one eating the cocaine is $15.
Are you serious?
Order that. Yeah, this. You gotta pay extra.
I'd probably go for the one with the leg for the 11 because it's a cooler looking toy.
It is.
I like the one with the whole eat in the bag. It's cute and shit. And I hate Funko Pops, but
I'm so but getting Carter.
Cocaine, and there's no cocaine in either of these images, so
and he'll have to keep it because
yeah, I'm already like high strung.
That's actually a joke.
Cocaine.
I don't like cocaine. I think it's a terrible waste of money.
That sucks. I have to go with the seven legs. It's a terrible waste of money.
There's other things you can take that'll do a much more effective job for a much cheaper price. So I've been told. From what I understand of popular movies.
Word on the street.
Word on the street.
Around the water cooler. So what's going on the water cooler these days?
Water coolers over here. We live in Ireland.
Okay.
Well, in case they say grab. Oh, fuck, I just scrolled. Droids?
What? Grab.
I've never.
Nendoroids. Cheaper with more detail. Oh, this is. Kags doesn't like Funko Pops. So. That's all that is.
All I know is they're a cheap thing to buy my children because they like them and they're like 10 bucks a pop. So that makes me happy because it doesn't break the bank.
And like I said, I'm not a fan of them, but. Now, Cocaine Bear, and I found one other one that I really,
Aaliyah,
really want.
If you're watching, don't watch this episode, but you're getting a Demon Slayer Funko Pop for Easter. Don't watch this episode.
Oh, those are just creepy shit. What the fuck? All right. Yeah. I found a Spire of the Dragon. Yeah,
fun kid, positive self-esteem. Exactly.
I used to have a few of them, and then I was like, wait a second.
I thought you were going to say I used to have vodka and self-esteem.
That'd be me.
I used to have one of those. We'll figure out which one.
Alrighty. We'll save the Pope's exorcist for later, because that's probably the best bit out of everything. Yeah, okay. We'll do this next, because... Oh, call me crazy. I think this is going to go on for a bit. Marvel launching new 20th Century Studios banner for Alien and Predator comics. Just to clarify, a banner being an over-encompassing umbrella under which all the movies that fit in that category will go under, not some sort of artistic flag that will be draped from one side of a room to another.
Yeah. So since Marvel has been putting out Alien and Predator comics in the wake of Disney buying the world, it sounds like they won't be stopping anytime soon. Yeah, well, we knew that because they're on to like their second or third...
Also looks like Disney are looking for the return receipt for the world at some stage as well because it's biting them in the ass.
I'm sure they'll set fire to it and that way get their money's worth. Anyway,
weird turn of events, they somehow managed to launch their streaming site and then make all of the fuck ups that Netflix made, but in so much less time.
Right? Right?
Like so like much
they
less
didn't
time.
Have enough time to watch competition go no
we were good, everyone thought it was great, we got woke, nobody liked it, we got woker, nobody liked it, we tried going back on the wokeness and people didn't like the fact that we were backtracking now, and then on top of all of that we just realized that all of our TV shows are all getting launched in fucking one go and everyone's watching it all in one thing, and then for most of the month we have no one watching the goddamn channel.
Clusterfuck that shit.
So anyway, they've decided that they're going to basically grab all the stuff that they robbed from Dark Horse, and since Dark Horse once upon a time had all that stuff under one banner, they've decided, hey, you know what might be an idea if we decide to stick all the stuff together the way that it used to be off the guys that we robbed it all from. So they're rebranding Alien and Predator comics under a new 20th Century Studios label.
Like, that's are they even rebranding it though? Or are they just been like, you go over here now?
They're going to do what they fucking did in the 90s and the 2000s with Marvel Knights and fucking whatever the fuck came after Marvel Knights, and Disney and fucking DC did the same thing with Vertigo, whereby we want to have all these things, but we want to make it look like we're not the ones that own the things so that people can't say that it's the same as the stuff that we always do. So we're going to make another label. Over here, Max, that was it. It was Marvel Knights, and then there was the Max imprint. And the idea being that they go more adult-like. So now they basically turn around and grabbed onto Alien and Predator and Planet of the Apes, all franchises which 20th Century Fox had and which they had basically...
Still have.
I was going to say 20th Century Fox had basically given the rights to do comic versions of to Dark Horse back in the day. So while Dark Horse are the ones responsible for... They're actually the ones responsible for Alien vs. Predator, by the way. No Dark Horse, no Alien vs. Predator. They're the ones who did it. So yeah, now that Dark Horse have been robbed of all their cornerstone franchises, Marvel has decided, you know what would be really cool? If we stuck all that stuff all into the one fucking block, like they used to be when the guys who we robbed them from had them. So yeah, so like I said, we're on the third or fourth Alien story. I think we're on to the second Predator story. Planet of the Apes is apparently going to be joining them. So let me see.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, they're basically grabbing stuff that Dark Horse had, because that's what it's going to be now. All those really cool things that Dark Horse was doing that tied into movies that they can't do anymore, Marvel is going to start doing them now. And apparently now Marvel's decided that we have to have them all being part of the same thing like they used to be before we stole them.
I honestly think some of the execs in Disney and Marvel just have OCD.
I think some of the execs in Disney
genuinely,
and Marvel,
I think it's
doing.
To have too many guys in suits with power who all have OCD.
The problem
and it's
is
just
that
like I kind of need to put them on a shelf together, really, because you know the way that like everything's been titled meticulously and named, so that like no point would you pick up an Alien comic and go, oh look, I'm reading fucking goddamn Superman, you know.
Except for the crossover.
Except for the crossover, yeah. Where you're still not technically reading goddamn Superman.
Yeah, it's 100% Kal-El having to deal with a fucking Xenomorph.
Yeah, but it's Kal-El having to deal with a Xenomorph. That's not your standard Superman story.
Well, then there's also Batman and Superman versus Alien versus Predator.
That's another crossover. Yeah. I'm not talking about crossovers.
I have missed out on a lot of
two executives
crossovers
that are moving everything under the 20th Century banner are currently having a conniption fit hearing this conversation go live, because they're like, oh, where do we put them on the shelf? Does it go in Superman?
We're
going to have to make a crossover banner. We're going to have to make a crossover banner where we put all the crossovers under the crossover thing. Okay, Gary, you need to take a break. Gary.
Gary, we're in the corner. He's kind of like rocking. I can't do this.
This doesn't rarely happen to executives. I'm going to give you an extra 2 weeks holidays this year, starting now, and you're going to go.
Sounds like Gary was a big fan of Cocaine Bear and his...
I'd say you could probably remove the word bear out of that sentence, to be honest. I'd say Gary's a fan of cocaine.
I tell you,
Cocaine Party.
Joe, I'm kind of reading through most of this, and it really does seem like they kind of just went... It really does seem like they kind of just went, let's just grab all the movie titles and stick them onto the one thing. And what bugs me is the fact that before they robbed all this stuff from Dark Horse, Dark Horse were actually publishing the original scripts for these films as stories. So you have their version of Alien and Alien 3, which is very different from the original movies. They were just about to start doing the original script for Predator, which would have been a different story, when Marvel swooped in and robbed everything from them, and then Marvel couldn't even be bothered to continue doing what they were going to do.
Marvel being cradle robbing sons of bitches.
But that's just it. But while they might have robbed all the stuff from Dark Horse, for some strange and God's unknown reason, they've decided to copy the exact way that Dark Horse did everything, because every Alien story is a different story that starts off Alien issue 1, issue 2, issue whatever, and then the next story is Alien issue 1, issue 2. They don't even have enough intelligence to do what Dark Horse did and actually put the fucking subheadings of their actual individual stories. So it's Alien fucking Labyrinth issue 1, Alien Labyrinth issue 2, Alien Colonial, so you're not fucking confused, because believe you me, Marvel, you're going to get your fucking readers confused really fast, because apparently this whole 20th century
do you have any idea how much organization and extra shelving Gary's going to have to get if you break it down.
Right, like, I mean,
hang on, I haven't even gotten to the best part. This whole 20th Century Studios branding doesn't start until Planet of the Apes number 1, which I'm sure will just be that particular story. Alien number 1, I'm sorry, but we are on to at least the fifth number 1 now. Predator number 2, which would be at least the second or third Predator. Which fucking story are I fucking reading, Marvel? I don't mind you doing 1, 2, and 3, but how about you tell us what the fucking story is that we're reading, like Dark Horse did, that you're trying to fucking rip off, but badly.
I guess I'm kind of lost in that argument, because, like, I'm not...
You sense your comics that, like, they're organized?
No, it's just like, when I'm looking for my comics, I know what I'm looking for, so I just know it's like Alien Labyrinth.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But if you read the Marvel stuff, no, but that's just it. Alien Labyrinth is a 5 or 6 part story, so if you look up Labyrinth, you're getting that story. If you look up Marvel's Alien comics, if you look up Alien issue 1, you're getting 3 or 4 issue 1s with no fucking idea what story they're supposed to be starting off, unless you're bang on top of things. Now, I admit, they have kind of corrected this thing. They're bringing out graphics that gather all the stuff together, and that's cool. Rock on. Awesome. 4 or 5 months too fucking late, because you keep making the same shagging mistakes. As with the fact that you're enabling, each comic is just the same fucking name. You can't tell them apart. It's going to get so fucking confusing so fast.
Well, that's where Halloween got it from, where they just keep naming every movie Halloween, and they're like, well, what are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly right. Like, I didn't even realize that they were doing this until they were in the middle of the third story. I just thought that I was after missing something. I was like, wait, what? And then I had to go back and went, oh, wait,
see, okay, I guess, like, okay, you know what? That may be my bad then, because, like, when I know I'm reading, say, Alien Labyrinth, I tend to do a reading order. Because, like, say, Civil War broke into, like, Black Canary number 6, blah, blah, blah. So I do a reading order so I know what I'm looking for.
Problem is that the Alien and Predator, the stuff that they have started to release that Dark Horse was doing, they don't have the subheading so you know what you're looking for. Not until the graphics come out later on.
Right.
So that okay.
The first Alien story they did was called, like, Bloodlines. And I think that lasted for, I think that went for 6 or 7 issues. I don't know, because about halfway through, they switched and went back to issue number 1 again. And there's no explanation. It's like, oh, here's a brand new story. But what happened to...
So wait, it's not until later that they actually start organizing some shit then.
But they haven't even. It's not until they bring out the graphics. If you go looking for the comics, there's no subheading on the comic to tell you what story you're grabbing issue 1 or issue 2 from. It's just Alien issue 1, Alien issue 2. If you're really lucky, they happen to be interconnected. But otherwise, you could be getting Alien issue 1 from story number 1, issue 2 from story number 3, issue 4 from story number 2, and you won't know until you sit down to read them, because there's nothing on the covers to tell you what the fuck, apart from maybe the date of release. But once again, that's in a little fucking corner of a thing, and it's not what most people are going to be eyeballing when they're looking to pick up the comics.
Okay.
This is why reading is a bad thing.
This
reinforces Buzz's reason. Reading's bad. He's like, fuck it.
Reading's bad, okay.
Reading is a
Cake says,
if you can't read, you can't actually do anything in life.
Cake says Marvel kind of kept releasing as a whole, like, entered like 9 Spider-Man relaunch already by itself. I mean, I stopped following since 2010-ish. Been the same problem with some recent games with their remakes.
Yeah, this is the problem that Marvel always has. They get to a certain point in their stories, they hit a wall, and rather than working around what they've written themselves into, they just stop and decide to start again from the beginning.
Well,
ignoring everything they've done, apart from the stuff that they decide to choose and hang on to. This is why we have, like, fucking 6 or 7 concurrent Spider-Man titles.
Right. But in defense, like, when you have... Because, like, they don't always stick to the same writer. And so, like, they wound up, like, say, Punisher, when he went all angelic, they wrote themselves in a corner. Like, how do you backtrack from angelic Punisher?
Frankencastle, they made him dead and a zombie.
Well, but that's what it was. Though. Like, they just, like, oh, hey, this is the end. And then they released a new...
It happened in an alternate universe. It's not the actual Frankencastle.
Religiously, they've painted themselves into a corner. So they're like, Okay, so honestly, we have an angelic punisher that can't, invention, they can't stop him.
That's why they went along and did the Mac stuff, so that they could restart all the hard edge characters that had fucked
honestly
up.
I think the invention of multi-dimensional or multi-universe theory or multi-dimensional theory in comic books was the most dangerous thing that ever fucking happened, because it's given every company this
a loophole,
just red button.
I always wanted to see the Punisher
stage, they get to a stage in the storyline, and the minute the crowd aren't liking it, instead of having to commit and try and do what a normal writer is supposed to do and be like, okay, well, we can change direction and we can do this and do that, they just go, oh no, guess what, it happened on Earth 49. That's not the normal Punisher. Surprise, no one knew it was on Earth 49 until the last fucking part of the comic.
Now, here's the thing. The multiverse works fine as long as you're doing a comic that's designed to work with a multiverse, like Exiles. Yeah,
that's exactly what I said. Then. I was like, it's the worst thing that happened to comics, because all they're using it for at the moment is a reset button.
But DC were the ones that started
it. I'm not disputing that DC were the ones that started it, but they're not the only ones doing it.
I know.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't take away from what I'm saying about Marvel doing it. I didn't blame Marvel.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Let's see. Multiverse should have never been given to the U.S. entertainment.
Unfortunately, you can't take back knowledge, and the fact is the multiverse is an actual thing. Not in comics, but actually our reality, quantum physics.
Yeah, I'm not disputing this that.
I'm not arguing with you, I'm responding to a comic.
I'm saying the addition of it into the comic books is just, it's bad. It's good when you use it for what its intended purpose is, but it's just people have just been using it.
Right, like if you...
auto-delete button.
I never said it's an improbable thing. I said the multiverse is an actual legitimate thing. Which is quite the opposite of it. Yeah, back in the good old days when it was What If and Elseworld, and you actually knew at the start.
I loved What If.
But that was just it. You knew at the start these are retellings. And things like Exiles, the idea was that you have a team that's able to drop into all these What If worlds and do all this and all that. I think
you could do a nice one-off.
Yeah, I think, as bad as this is, I love the Age of Apocalypse, but unfortunately I think that's where things started to... That's where Marvel kind of went, okay, we can do whatever we want with alternate realities, because they started bringing characters from the Age of Apocalypse into regular continuity, and there was reasons at first, and they were good for certain characters to pop in. But as time went by, like Johnny was saying, it just seemed to be an excuse for stuff. I mean, you had a different...
It was lazy writing.
You had a different version of Havoc running around for ages that was a bad guy in the normal X-Men continuity. Now, if you haven't read the story called Mutant X, whereby normal version of Havoc gets jackbooted into a completely different thing, and they go off and they actually have normal Havoc in an alternate reality for the entire run of the series, you wouldn't know that the Havoc that's supposed to be there is the bad guy that we're dealing with now in regular stuff. And these are, once again, because they forget where their own lines are at times. They forget why they were drawn and what rules they had put in place to keep people's brains from frying, because not everyone has the capacity to keep this shit in their head the way that I do.
True. Right, moving on.
All right.
Done with Marvel. Right, Netflix. Agent Elvis trailer. Elvis gets bloody in Netflix's adult animated series on March 17th. I don't have a clue what this is. We might actually watch the trailer because I don't have a clue what this is. But anyway, Matthew McConaughey voices Elvis Presley in Netflix. Okay, this actually kind of sounds interesting. Voices Elvis Presley in Netflix's upcoming adult animated series, Agent Elvis, a bloody action comedy co-created by Priscilla Presley and John Eddy. The series from Sony Pictures Animation will premiere on March 17th on Netflix. Agent Elvis is the first adult animated project from Sony Pictures Animation, the studio behind Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You can watch the brand new full trailer below. We will. Anyone else getting strong Bubba Hotep vibes from this one? I don't know because I haven't seen the trailer. But yeah, it'd be great if it did. In Agent Elvis, Elvis Presley trades in his jumpsuit for a jetpack when he is covertly inducted into a secret government spy program to battle the dark forces that threaten the country he loves, all while holding down his day job as the king of rock and roll, remember? Caitlin Olsen, Johnny Knoxville, Niecy Nash, Tom Kenny, and Don Cheadle join Matthew McConaughey McConaughey in the show's voice cast, Netflix has announced today. Priscilla Presley, meanwhile, voices herself. Mike Arnold and John Eddy, also co-showrunners and writers for the series. Elvis Presley's iconic look is being brought into animation with the help of the Academy Award nominee Robert Valley, and Agent Elvis wardrobe is designed by legendary fashion designer John Varvatos. Okay, this is the extra shit that I fucking hate.
Come on.
What?
Old boy had a look, like his suits and shit, like...
So all they're doing is drawing designs that the artists that are animating this thing then copy. Like, it's not like the fashion designers are animating it. They're just saying, this is how we think his clothes should look. And the guys animating go, okay, cool. Take those designs and animate them.
I was looking up the expanded cast. It looks like Simon Pegg is involved. Fred Armisen. Ed Helms. Craig Robinson.
Some Culkin guy.
It's not one of the other ones.
Hey, Upset just joined.
Hello, Upset Duck. How are you? Couple of questions. How do you value your what you contribute of to the at the workforce? Second part, at which do you most can't the least?
Third question.
English. Do you speak it?
That's the third question.
Sorry. Couple of questions. How do you value your what you contribute what? Of to at the workforce? I value what I contribute to the workforce quite highly. I have a day job. This is just what I do at night time.
Howard, have you been sneaking pills again?
Yeah, I think it's Howard the Duck.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
My answer is purple.
I smell right.
I agree with you, Cags. I understand the first part of the question. I just don't understand the second part of the question. And or what the first part of the question has to do with what we're talking. I'm very confused.
Hang on. Perhaps, much like me, autocorrect has fucked over a perfectly intelligent sentence into complete gobbledygook because autocorrect doesn't know what a vocabulary is. Like, I type stuff into autocorrect all the time, and for some reason it refuses to... I type stuff all the time, and for some reason autocorrect refuses to acknowledge the fact that I know English better than it does, and it's continuously fucking up my sentences on me. And I don't figure it out until they're sent, so I look like a gibbering idiot rather than an extremely well-educated
Cags has pointed out an interesting idea there, Giz. Why don't you turn off autocorrect?
How?
You go to your keyboard, you hold down on the settings cog on the keyboard, and then you turn off autocorrect.
Not how it works.
Tristan, I can't smell burnt toast, but I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Right, anyway.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, okay, let's get a look at this trailer.
Elvis. You were the cultural phenomenon. You started a revolution, Sonny Boy.
Is that the theme song?
I don't know, but it should be, right? Like, I feel like it should be.
Certainly looks pretty.
Matthew McConaughey, though. Like,
I'm not stealing from the president.
It's not stealing if it's not
Don Cheadle.
Same way, it's not murder if you do it with your eyes.
I feel like this should be Nicolas Cage, not Matthew McConaughey.
I don't. Ever. Guarantee a very
abrupt, violent. People, I guess?
Kurt Russell or, fucking...
Your journey is the journey of...
Ah, Robin Hood. And at some
point... Russell Crowe?
No, the good Robin Hood. Not Robin of Sherwood.
Don't worry about it.
Kevin Costner?
Costner. Did you ever see 3,000 Miles to Vegas?
Don't worry about.
Your ass needs to see a doctor. And I mean, like, I cannot stand Matthew McConaughey. These are insane. Must have been doing some of that cocaine, the bear.
I'm pretty sure the monkey was just swimming in cocaine as well.
Okay. This man
is like Marvin Gaye. This looks... I'm definitely going to give it a go. You boys stay with the car,
which means not by... Well, it's better than Velma, so it's not saying much.
But I do...
designed to be shit.
I do feel like I saw Funko Pop's newest, like, monkey...
I am confused by... Simon Pegg is in it as well. Fucking hell.
That's a damn.
Yeah, that's a fan.
I'm confused a little bit by the news article where they went, is anybody getting Bubba Hotep vibes from this? And I would say, watching the trailer, no. No,
hard no. Like,
I would say the only Bubba Hotep vibe I'm getting is that Elvis is in it.
And whoever wrote the article didn't watch the fucking trailer before saying it, before writing it.
Or didn't watch Bubba Hotep and went, what's the last movie that Elvis was involved in? Bubba Hotep.
If anything, like, the 3,000 miles to 3,000 miles to Vegas is the fucking is a better fucking analogy, because at least that's violent gunfights and shit.
I mean, like, if you think about it, Bubba Hotep was like the old Elvis, like, getting into shit. So, I mean,
Graceland, 3,000 miles to Graceland.
I guess I could kind of see. That's just weak, though.
It's better than Bubba Hotep.
Nothing is better than fucking Bubba Hotep, bro.
Hang on. Analogy wise, comparing this to 3,000 miles to Graceland.
The car was just about to go through the interwebs to kick your ass.
Yeah. Bubba Hotep. All right. Like, I liked Graceland, the whole, but still, Bubba Hotep, dude.
He was just gonna go through the internet.
I was gonna like smack my head in the phone first and just be like really awkward.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, this comes out next week or a couple weeks.
Did you say how many like episodes or anything?
Yeah, it'll be episodes.
No, I said, did it say how many?
I can tell you.
5.
Maybe. No, it'll be like 8 to 10.
Because it's like 5 to hook them, then wait next year for 5 more.
I can tell you.
It was like that Tekken thing that came out recently.
I'm sorry?
The new Tekken anime. It's kind of like, we brought out a Tekken anime!
Wait. Shit, I missed that. Alright.
It's okay, you didn't miss much.
Oh, wow.
Do you like Tekken? Don't watch the movie. Or series.
Anime.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
Like, the entire thing is just one long, hey, guess what? We could do really cool stuff.
Are you aware that I'm a wrestler?
We're not gonna.
Well, you're wearing tights and you have a head of a leopard. I kind of had some sort of inkling that we're in some sort of sports entertainment industry.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
I figured you were either a wrestler or some sort of team mascot.
Circus performer.
Ooh.
King dresses very much like a luchador wrestler, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could still be a circus performer. You know, strongman act with the mask and everything.
Rice.
Oh, you know, okay, yeah. With his size and shit, like doing some weird, like, lifting the bench with 50 people on it.
I can't just tell me how many episodes.
By that logic, anyone could have been a circus performer from Tekken.
Yeah,
but he's by no means the largest chap in Tekken. Paul is bigger than King.
Angry.
Paul would be like the scary clown.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, like, it's not the big of a thing. I was just curious if it was in the article. I'll figure it out when they, you know, when it comes out.
It comes out the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, I think.
Caitlin Olsen been in there, could be fun. That's she's the chick from All of a Sudden in Philadelphia.
Yes, and she had her own series later on Fox that like bombed. The Mick, I think it was called.
Never even heard of it.
Yes, I tripped over that. I didn't watch it, but I saw the title.
It was not good.
Right, and last...
It's about, like, being a babysitter.
News article for the night is... We've got a new movie coming out next month, and it looks pretty fucking good, and it's based on a true story.
Excuse me. All right, so April 14th is going to be hitting cinemas, and it's going to be Russell Crowe's new deal.
The old fucking
called...
tugs himself, huh?
Oh, The Pope's Exorcist. And I got a short run on it. The film stars Russell Crowe. I don't know why we had to throw his age in there, but hey, fuck it, he's 58. As Gabriel Amarth, a real-life Catholic priest and official exorcist of the Catholic Church. Now, in the movie, he receives a mandate from the Pope to conduct an exorcism and uncovers a significant conspiracy within the Vatican. That's no surprise, but all right. As he progresses with his inquiry, he discovers a centuries-old conspiracy that involves the same demon the Catholic Church had previously encountered. Dum dum dum.
Spicy.
Enter the Scooby Gang. And that's all there is to it, other than that, the trailer. Let's see.
So it is actually, as we were discussing off at the top of the show, it is based on a real dude, like as in that Father Amarath is a real priest. I think there's even a documentary about him on Netflix.
Oh, no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It may even be called The Vatican's Exorcist or something like that. I'm trying to remember the fucking name of it. No, I can't remember. If memory serves me correctly, there's a documentary about him on Netflix, kind of following the trials and tribulations of... Yeah, kind of not debunking, but kind of showing the real-life side of the exorcist thing, that it's not just going in and exorcising people. There's a lot of, like, medical research and stuff before you even get to the exorcism to, you know, try and validate, am I supposed to be in here?
One of the things I thought cool in the trailer is that when Father Amarath is standing in front of the equivalent of a tribunal of other priests and stuff, one of the other lads turns around and says 98% of these cases, Father Amarath refers to doctors and psychologists. Then he turns around and goes, that other 2% is what I consider actual evil.
It's called The Devil and Father Amarath.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he literally was essentially the caretaker for a man who was possessed for ages.
Yeah, it follows the case of an Italian woman named Christina as she received her ninth exorcism. From
there you go.
Holy shit. You know what? I may have actually watched that.
Yeah, good documentary.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Good documentary. I will say, from the trailer, which we'll throw on. Actually, you know what? We'll do the trailer first. None of you talk for a second because I need to do an audio swap around for you guys. Viva Las Vegas. Just filling in the old dead air there for a moment. When you talk there for me?
Talk.
Perfect.
Las Vegas.
Okay. We'll watch the trailer for this and then we'll talk about it. Because there's some cool shit in the trailer, which I'm actually excited
Whatever
for this one.
You do, you only do because God allows it.
Did he allow that?
I hate this crap they do. Well, let's just show you the trailer before we start the trailer.
Gabriele on board. On the night of June 4th.
You can blame social media for that. The reason that became a thing is because that people are significantly and scientifically proven to have about a 10-second attention span when flicking through shit. So you need to have some cool shit happen in the first 10 seconds or they will not watch your trailer and or anything.
Well, I cut all that bollocks out when I put a trailer onto Giz TV because I am old school. Exorcism.
Fair enough.
And I think it looks better.
Okie dokie.
It was not an exorcism.
The fuck is this? What's that? Ah, okay.
The majority of cases do not require an exorcism.
98% are recommended by him to doctors and psychiatrists.
The other 2%, I call it evil.
We have more questions for you, Father Amor.
You have a problem with me? You talk to my boss. Depot.
There is a case that needs your attention.
Bring me the priest.
I'm here to help, Julia.
Strong priest! Take caution. There are secrets buried there.
He's about to conceal it.
The church has fought against this demon before. The Vatican covered it up. We need to find out why.
Now, in the... I'll wait for the trailer to finish. We'll talk about that afterwards.
You've been played. You talk the bait. Whatever you do, you only do because God allows it. Did he allow that?
Imagine what could happen if the devil possessed the soul of the Pope's exorcist.
Who will defend you? My faith does not require defense.
I want it in my face.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, no, call me crazy, guys. Okay. Does anybody get a real Bubba Hotep vibe off that?
Crazy.
A little bit.
So. That looks really good. You don't talk for a second again, so I can just do the audio swap over. And I'll talk for a second while I do this. So, if memory serves me correctly from the documentary, I do believe that that was the guy that he's minding in the documentary. That is... No. That is part... Where... Who am I missing? Sorry, one sec. Carter's turned up. Buzz, that's it. And just make sure Giz is there as well. If memory serves me correctly, in that documentary, I think that actually happened, where it was a case of he had exorcised a demon from somebody else, and then someone else got exorcised years down the road, and the person, or sorry, someone got possessed years down the road, and who they were possessed by was asking for the priest by name.
See, okay.
Because it took me a second. I remember now seeing it. I remember being asked for by name, but not remembering anything else by it. I just remember that it freaked me out.
When he was been asked for by name, that would have been, he would have been essentially a well-kept secret in the Vatican at the time. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that someone random who probably wouldn't have had any knowledge of him was specifically asking for him by name. And then as he was talking to the person, it was because the two of them had very much met before.
But that was in... I know, like I said, you're saying I haven't... But wasn't that in another possession film whereby someone is possessed and they're looking for a specific priest? Or it turns out that someone was possessed and a priest is called... And it turns out they...
Giz is still echoing real bad.
No, it's fixed.
But I think there was something where a priest is called in for an exorcism and it turns out he knows the demon or they've encountered each other before or something, maybe? Wasn't the exorcism of Emily Rose?
It was Stigmata.
Yeah.
Was it Stigmata?
It was Stigmata, yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
Yeah, Stigmata is where she's technically possessed by Jesus. Well, she's having the
palm things or whatever.
No, she's having all of them. I can't remember what it's called, like the crown of thorns,
is there a specific priest called in and it turns out the priest has dealt with this entity before?
No, it's not that the priest has dealt with the entity before, but for some reason
What's on Pluto?
For some reason when she's all... Well, they're called the Stigmata.
That's why
the name of the movie is.
I don't think that's the film I'm thinking of. So, because what I'm thinking of, it's definitely the exorcist comes in, and not long after coming in, there's the realization of it's you kind of a thing, whereby, you know, the whatever the possessing entity and the exorcist have a history.
Right.
They've definitely each other
don't
before.
Have a clue what oh. you're on about.
Shit, we actually reviewed one of those, it seems like. Wasn't it like a the fuck was it? Like a prison or a fucking monastery or some shit?
Anyway, that has nothing to do with the movie we're talking about.
Right.
Transcendentally, kind of does. Similar notion.
Yeah.
Now, if you get a chance to check out Stigmata, that's probably one of my favorite fucking exorcism movies.
It's not an exorcism movie.
Possession?
Nope.
Religious horror?
Yep.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. You're not possessed with Stigmata. Although she was speaking funky shit and flying around the room at one stage.
I guess that's why I thought possession for a second.
But
if there's
go on.
I was going to say, if there's an outside entity that is doing things and causing you to do things and they can be visibly seen, then for good or ill, you're possessed. It doesn't matter if it's an angel or a demon.
She didn't really do things. It was more things happening to her.
Right.
Being the whole notion of, you know, Stigmata.
Since it's on Pluto TV, so I might throw it
on. If you haven't seen it, it's really good.
Oh, dude.
It's really good. It's really good.
Patricia.
It's really good. There is a brief time where she's talking to somebody in Latin, but that's about the closest part of the possession. Everything else is her getting the stigmata.
And that was my bad. Like, I wasn't quite sure how to label that, but yeah, no, you're right.
Because the danger element in Stigmata was the fact that no one's ever had all four of them. You know, it's someone getting one or someone gets the other or whatever. This lady was getting them back to back within days of each other.
And the church was trying to figure out, like, is this bullshit or what?
Oh, well, they knew it wasn't bullshit because she had, like, fucking 50 whiplashes show up on her back right in front of people out of nowhere.
God, such a good movie.
Freaky deaky.
That's
freaky deaky.
Yeah, so The Pope's Exorcist looks like it's going to be good, and actually based on an interesting true exorcism, because I know there's loads of exorcism movies out there where, like, people are like, oh, it's based on a true story, and it's like, it's based on a true story, as in someone got exorcised.
A lot of people
maybe, and you know,
a lot of people don't get the whole based and, like, inspired, and it's like, when a lot of people, when they hear, like, either based or inspired, like, oh, this actually happened. It's like, no, there were some things that happened, and then Hollywood takes over and they embellish it to, you know, make a movie. Because, you know, sometimes the real story is like,
I think what you're trying to say is that the good old days of based on actual events or based upon true events and all of that has lost its validation from what it used to be.
It has.
How look at fucking, they try to slap that, well, we were talking about that with the found footage shit last week, that thing with
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, and the whole Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they're like, that's inspired. No, that's nothing about, like, that actually happened.
Well, Texas, you're
at least a little closer.
You're okay saying inspired by true events.
Inspired, yes.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre never claimed to be based upon true events. They claimed to be inspired by true events.
Like,
shit really happened. It was just went, dude was running around with a chainsaw and with a cannibal. Like, there was
no. He also wasn't really murdering lots of people either, to be honest. No, he was mostly digging. No, don't get me wrong. He did murder some people, but mostly he was grave digging.
A grave robber. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Ed Gein?
Yeah, Ed Gein. Yeah.
Yeah. Ed Gein doesn't have a high body count. He only murdered one or two people.
No. Okay. I never really looked into Ed.
We did, Johnny and I did an old,
how many people another did Ed Gein murder?
Podcast. We did an episode on Ed Gein. He's known for at least two But then they say there could have been maybe one or two other, but like majority Bernice Worden and
they found the skeletal remains of up to 10 women in his house. But the problem was that he had dug up a lot of people, so trying to determine who was already dead when he got them and who was fresh kills. There's two that he was known to have physically murdered himself.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I never really looked into Ed that much, so I didn't realize his body count was so
much. That might not be a bad time, because I was, like I was saying just a little bit ago, like Johnny and I did a previous podcast that me and him on my own did before I joined the team, where we took a look at Ed Gein and his like contributions, because there's a lot of horror characters and movies that have
nearly exclusively every slasher is based upon
pretty much they're like Psycho, Norman Bates, you got the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface, you have
Scream is it was the fucking something killer I can't remember the name of it.
Rip Florida, something in Florida. Yeah. I can't think of the Gainesville Ripper, I think.
Gainesville, that's it. Yeah, sorry. I didn't want to say Gainesville because I was like, am I mixing Gein in there now, thinking it's...
It was the Gainesville Ripper.
Yeah, that's where I had the link.
Holy shit, I did not realize that was who Leatherface was based off of.
Yep.
No, Leatherface is based off Ed Gein.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's who I meant.
Leatherface, Norman Bates, the Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Actually, like realistically, Norman Bates is actually a lot closer to Ed Gein.
Ed Gein
than Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole issue with his mother, that was a lot of Ed Gein's issue.
Well, they found the mother was dead on a rocking chair inside in the house that he just kept her there. And supposedly talked to her.
Like her room was completely.
Like Norman Bates is Ed Gein if he owned real estate.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. All right.
And then the whole suit maker thing of Buffalo Bill, that was also
Ed Gein.
Based off of Ed Gein, because he made women's suits out of the skins of the victims that he dug up.
Apparently, I don't know shit about this.
I did a lot of, like I said, this was one of my expertise, is I love doing the history of
that
stuff.
So, Leatherface... The making furniture and making clothing and wearing people's faces as masks, Ed Gein. That's all they took from Ed Gein. Everything else, like the murder, killing spree and everything like that, nothing to do with Ed Gein. Norman Bates. Norman Bates is pretty much Ed Gein to a T, outside of the fact I don't think he was digging up dead people.
Norman Bates wasn't.
Because even Norman Bates wasn't killing lots of people either. Do you know what I mean?
I think it was just his mom was the main like corpse. Besides the couple people, a couple people that he killed, but well, yeah, he's pretty much the reason, one of the biggest reasons why we have some of the most like iconic characters that we do in. Fuck off, Scream.
Pop-ups.
I was just trying to look and see, because I think there's a few more too, I just can't think of them all. Motel Hell,
that's funny,
Lambs.
Doesn't seem like there's that many documentaries of him. I've only seen like maybe one or
two.
Dude,
bro, have you gone looking for documentaries of Ed Gein?
Yeah, I was gonna say
no, like just they
haven't gone looking, so many like so many documentaries I can't even describe.
I kind of trip into that whole like section of like, say, you know, like Netflix, oh, you watch this, so like that kind of
there might not have been a lot of like feature like stuff like Netflix wise, but like there's a lot on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Like if you go on YouTube, it's like he's up there with, you know, Bundy, fucking any of the...
See, I always heard his name when it came to, like, say, Bundy and all the others, like, but I just never, again, it was that whole, like, oh, that popped up in front of me. All right, I'll give that a watch. Fuck it.
I'd say, obviously, Bundy and, you know, Manson and stuff like that, they have bigger notoriety. the time period probably helped because it was, you know, 70s, 80s and stuff like that. Gene stuff happened in like the 50s or 60s, I think. So maybe just with the news cycle of the time of the other guys, there was more put out because news was more.
Okay, yeah. No, I never thought about going to YouTube for it. It was always just like, you know, streaming, Netflix, Amazon, whatever. Yeah. So if I watched one, they're like, oh, hey, you like documentaries about serial killers? Here you go. So, like, I'd see the next one and the next one. But I noticed more names of, say, this individual than, you know, that one.
Like, I'm going to sit here and say we're, like, you know, talking about the top end of serial killers. But, like, the guys like Ted Bundy's and John Wayne Gacy's, like they have like the main like, kind of ones that you're talking about, like Netflix ones, but like
right.
Gene's quite a few. They just might not have been as mainstream.
Okay.
And like I said, it'd be just maybe because of him, maybe not be like he's synonymous with a lot of it, but maybe not.
Right. Like Palmer has more than I can fucking count when it comes to like documentaries and shit like that. Like I said, I guess I just never thought about going to YouTube. So. Hey, to midnight. What's up, man? That's been a while.
Hey, midnight.
What's going on, dude? How are you?
Yeah. Johnny and I used to do like a couple of the things that we used to do on like the old podcast that me and him did, where we did like the Amityville true story and went through that whole farce of a story and Ed Gein and a few other historical. I'm a big history person, and like so, I liked doing those kind of topics.
See, I just caught the the lizard people one. So I didn't realize you guys did the.
The GC files one. Yeah, that
was, yeah. Like that's this all one I was been
around the time when me and Johnny kind of actually first met. I started the thing because he was still doing the Gorecast. We're like, oh, try something else, and we did a couple episodes before I popped over on the GC crew. It's actually still out. It's still on YouTube. The old Scream Warriors podcast. I still have it out there. I just don't do anything with it. It's me in a very early stage of YouTubism, where I am very awkward and not knowing what I'm doing. Not like how I am now.
Did you?
Where I'm kind of awkward.
Did you send me stuff for?
I don't know if you saw what I put in the chat earlier today about the whole franchise thing. I saw. I was gonna do something different this week, and I was gonna have a little quiz between you three to see.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
How many? I didn't send any pictures. I have pictures I can send you real quick.
No, we can just do the quiz. Or do I need the pictures for the quiz?
You don't need to. It was just pretty much like whatever franchise I picked. There's just a picture from person from the franchise, so I didn't really need to have it thrown up.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm down for a quiz.
Okay,
yeah. So
I have four franchises.
Okay.
So just.
That's fine. Right. So, yeah, that's The Pope's Exorcist. Looks pretty goddamn good. Because.
Yeah.
If you're going to do an I like the fact that it's based upon a true guy. I like the fact that it's actually based upon real events. What I especially like is that all the exorcism shit looks like it's fucking going to be gross and neck crackingly entertaining, which is what I'm in for as well. So
and it's got Russell
and it's got good old fucking Tugs himself in it, and you can't go wrong there. So
okay. Fight with a possessed kid.
Yeah. Fight with a tugboat, fight with a possessed kid. That's the way it works. Crikey. Yeah, all right, so quiz time. I guess.
So what I decided,
this is a surprise.
Somewhat of it's kind of a quiz. Like I was like, there's a lot of franchises in horror that have a lot of entries that some people might not even know how enormous these franchises actually are. So I found four franchises that I was going to say, hey, you guys pick a number and tell me how many entries are in said franchises.
Oh, fuck.
And the closest wins. They don't win anything. They just, you know, give yourself a pat on the back. And the four franchises that I picked are Puppet Master, Hellraiser, Leprechaun, and the funniest one, Amityville Horror. Can't wait till you guys do that one.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck off on Amityville Horror, because I was looking at it.
Okay. Let's go through them one by one. What was your first one?
Puppet Master.
I'm going to say 20.
9.
No. I'm going to say
9.
No. Oh, shit.
Are we including okay, all the spin-offs, or is it just the straight?
Okay, 1% at a time.
Are you getting crossovers?
Yes, all anything Puppet Master.
20.
15.
Oh, wait, sorry. So you're also including the one where they crossed over with that other set of puppets as well?
Demonic
Toys. Yep, so 15.
If it's counted on the Wikipedia on the list of films, yes. So
okay, I'm gonna say 10. Then
Kid said 20, and Carter said how many?
15.
Carter, you are 100% right. There is 15 Puppet Master films.
Because Carter did the puppet throwdown with a blade.
Fuck yeah, I wasn't too far off.
There is Puppet Master 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Curse of Puppet Master, Retro Puppet Master The Legacy, Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys, Puppet Master Axis of Evil, Puppet Master X, Axis Rising, Puppet Master Axis Termination, Puppet Master The Littlest Reich, Blade, The Iron Cross, and Puppet Master Dr. Death.
That still hasn't healed.
Boom!
So, good job, Carter. You can give yourself a pat on the back.
Gold star.
Next
I got the long arms to do it.
Hellraiser.
Oh, shit.
8.
Nine.
I feel like this is right, but I'm going higher.
It's nine. I forgot about Fat Hellraiser.
I'm going 12.
Pretty sure it's 9.
I agree. Yeah, I'm sticking with 9 as well.
All right.
Maybe 10.
I was thinking 11, but I was like, pretty sure it's 9.
There we go, franchise.
I think the most recent one is the 9.
Amityville Karen will get reviewed. Don't worry.
Okay.
Amityville Karen?
Answer is 11.
What?
There was Hellraiser 1, 2, 3, Hellraiser Bloodline, Hellraiser Inferno, Hellraiser Hellseeker, Hellraiser Deader, Hellraiser Hellworld, Hellraiser Revelations, Hellraiser Judgment, and Hellraiser 2022.
Wow, and Carter's watched more than that, because like Carter's watched Amityville Cop, Amityville Ghost.
We're just talking about Hellraiser, not Amityville.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Is this where you got it wrong?
Yes. Like, there's like 50 of those motherfuckers. I'll go low.
So, okay, right. Okay, do Amityville last?
Yeah, that's last on my list. Next up, give me one second. I just got to pull up the list. Okay, film. Okay, next up is Leprechaun.
7.
Shit.
Too many.
I feel like Johnny's close. So I'm going to go 8.
I'm going to say 6 just to be whatever.
The answer is 8.
Ack.
Carter's got all of these right, by the way.
Leprechaun.
Hellraiser wrong.
Yeah, he got Hellraiser wrong because he thought it was Amityville.
We've done
two out of 3, though, so that's still not bad.
Yeah.
He got Puppet Master Dead on, which that one kind of surprised me.
No, I didn't expect him to get that question.
Leprechaun 1 through 4, Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, Leprechaun Origins, and Leprechaun Returns.
That's 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8.
Returns to the Hood. 6.
Let's pretend he has a list of them in front of him.
But I went by what he's
6, 7, 8. Okay, I'll say them all. Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun 4, Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun Back in the Hood, Leprechaun Origins, Leprechaun Returns. 8.
Ah, for fuck's sake, all right.
Because Returns was that attempt to like go back to the second or first movie.
Oh, this one should be fun.
So this is literally Amityville with the name Amityville in it, is it? Or what way are we breaking this down?
So many of them.
256.
Fucking
no. 38. He's not saying no to
38. I like, honestly, stupid shit. I could be aiming low.
I'm just saying no to yours because there's definitely is way off.
I'm way off?
Mine?
No, Giz. 250.
Okay.
Well, according to this list, yes, you are way off.
It's actually 350.
No, it's like...
There's like stupid shit like Inuitville Rain. Like there's... Oh, man.
That's exactly why I'm saying 350 or 200.
I'm going to stick with 39.
Uh, 23.
Are you guess is the 200 rubber your actual answer?
No. I am staying in triple digits though, so I'm just gonna say 100.
Okay. The answer is 30.
You lie.
No, I'm going with what Wikipedia says, so if anybody lies, they lie. But here we go. Okay. Gotta take a breath because it's
what did you say, Carter?
23.
Johnny was the closest.
No, not Carter's the closest.
Oh, yeah, because you'd be
I
over.
Said 39. Yeah, so I'm 9 away from 30. He's 7.
7.
There's still a few I apparently have not seen.
Okay, there is. The Amityville Horror.
You don't need to go through them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was going to go scene.
I'll tell you what, if you are going to read them out, will you read them in reverse order? Because I feel I'd like to start with the high end of lunacy and work my way backwards.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Okay.
Amityville in space.
So that's the most recent one on here.
Wait for that.
That's the thing.
Is November 22nd, 2022. There was Ghosts of Amityville.
We saw that.
Then we have Amityville Thanksgiving.
That's a bad movie.
Amityville Karen.
Haven't seen that yet.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
We might do it.
Yeah, we mentioned it. I think we did. Amityville in the Hood.
Yes.
Amityville Hex. Amityville in Space. Amityville Gas Chamber. Amityville Uprising.
That's the one with the one where they essentially rip off Wreck, and it's like the demons possess the whole town and they end up being zombies.
Yeah. Amityville Scarecrow.
No zombies in it. There's this uprising.
No.
Five zombies, maybe, through the whole movie. And it's kind of like, where are the uprising? I would have thought the movie would have been more focused on where the uprising was happening opposed to these five zombies. Anyway, moving on.
Amityville Vampire.
Sure, if you got ghosts, you can have vampires. Let's everyone knows that.
The Amityville Moon. The Amityville Moon.
No.
An Amityville Poltergeist.
I think that's crossover.
The Amityville Harvest.
That's actually just a farming documentary set around Amityville in autumn 2011, if memory serves me correctly.
Maybe. It said it came out in 2020. So.
Okay, probably not the one I'm thinking of. That's a joke, by the way, I'm pretty sure.
We'll get closer because there's a lot. Witches of Amityville Academy. Amityville Vibrator. Amityville Island. The Amityville Murders.
The internet download.
Amityville Mount Misery Road.
That's a long
title. Amityville The Awakening. That's
a long title.
Against the Night, which is AKA Amityville Prison. Okay, that's fine. I was like, that's not an Amityville. Amityville Exorcism. Amityville Evil Never Dies.
God, this list just shows how little sleep I have and free time I have.
Amityville No Escape. The Amityville Terror. Amityville Legacy, Amityville Vanishing Point, Amityville Death House, Amityville Playhouse, the Amityville Asylum, the Amityville Haunting, the Amityville Horror, and Ryan Reynolds' Abs that came out in 2005.
Glorious. We're
getting close. The Amityville Dollhouse, Amityville A New Generation. Jesus Christ, there's still more. Amityville, It's About Time. I don't know, but it's about time, Amityville. The Amityville Curse. We're almost done. The Amityville 4, The Evil Escapes. Amityville in 3D. Amityville The Possession, which is Amityville 2. And the Amityville Horror that came out in 1979. Oh, Jesus Christ.
39. What?
Pretty much. I hate Amityville Horror.
I'm awake.
So much.
I've seen way too many of these. God.
Well, they're the reason why they keep making them, because Carter keeps watching them.
That was...
Anyway. I watched a lot of Sharknado, and still they stopped after a few.
Well, I mean,
I was so disappointed.
Only put a shark in a tornado so much, but then again, you could also have a possessed house so much. So
right, yeah. Possessed house, cop, teacup, whatever.
That was fun. You guys did good. Okay. I was just trying to come up with new ideas. I'm like, I couldn't find anything when it comes to funny this and that because I've done so many of them. So I was like, I was trying to find, like, I was almost trying to do a thing. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys remember Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction with...
Kane?
Fuck, what the hell is his name? The guy from Star Trek.
Jonathan Frakes, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, Jonathan Frakes.
That one.
Frakes,
yes, that's why I... But yeah, I was trying to find like Franks, true stories, not true stories. Yeah, I messed up.
Freaks. F-R-A-K-E-S.
F-R-A-N-K-S. Yeah.
Franks.
That was yeah. A-K-E-S.
Uh-huh. What I was going to try to do is I was going to try to find like three stories where one or like two were true, one wasn't. But like it was kind of hard to find, like do those because they're not very short. Just try to do like two, three short stories. Two were true, one wasn't, and you guys decide. And then I'd be like him, and I'd be like, no, you were wrong.
Nope, this was fun. I liked it. And it's sadly here.
And then I was like, okay, Puppet Master has quite a few. Hellraiser has a few. Leprechaun has a few. I'm like, oh my God, Amityville Horror. I know there's a lot.
A lot.
And sadly, Hulu's like, hey, if you watch this shit ton of bad Amityville movies, here's some more.
Anyway, that's going to be it from us for this week's podcast. We will catch you on Thursday, where we're going to have a whole host of movie reviews. Cocaine Bear. And then there was another two that I may need.
Fresh and Dead Central. Dead Central.
I erased two of those movies.
I blanked out.
Out of my brain. So... Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
That's really all that matters, really. We might even have two other movies by the time it comes to Thursday.
I like Fresh.
Oh my God. For a good nap, watch Fresh.
Yeah. After the first 20 minutes of you getting over the fact that you're like, oh, the Winter Soldier's in it. You're kind of like...
Yeah, I was just about to say, Tristan, you should watch Fresh. Winter Soldier's in it.
He's very gropey. Yeah,
that's all we got to say. That's all we got to say about it.
And it's fun.
No, it's not. It takes a half an hour for anything to fucking happen. Then it takes a half an hour for it to happen.
Did you like Fresh or did you like Sebastian, whatever his name is?
Both.
He said, Tristan.
Help Carter out. Both.
Right. Other than that, we'll catch you Thursday night. I'm over on Twitch tomorrow night where you can see some madness like this going on. And we'll catch you all later, fuckers. Bye-bye.
Yeah, then it was another half a story. Yeah. A story of me falling asleep.
Let me know that you can shut the fuck up and just put it on. Okay, thank you.
You've seen this kind of thing.
Let me know that you can take on Legacy, please.
This is touching.
I've seen a lot of shit.
That's all I ask.
I can take on the Legacy.
Look, you can have all this.
No, but that's yours.
Oh no, why? What are you doing to her?
That's yours. Take it.
Why? What are you doing to my best friend?
I'm not doing nothing.
Sammy, shut up. And Peggy's watching your stories.
Take it!
Oh my god! Oh my lord!
Take it!
Damn! I kind of locked him.
Is he dead?
Yeah, why?
You killed him, dead?
He's dead.
Bad Barbara.
Oh my god, Barbara. Oh.
Barbara did himself.
Check down here along the bus stops.
I think Bobby just killed me. I wonder what would I get for a number? What I get? No, don't. That's not what I meant to do. Oh no. Christ.